Time for our live interview this morning on this frigid, cold Missouri morning. The Audrain County Presiding Commissioner, Alan Winders, has made it into our studio. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you in here this morning. A couple of things that we wanted to kind of get updates from you on. The first thing that is kind of the big thing you've been working on for several months now is the budget for Audrain County, and was hoping that you could provide just a small update on that.
A general overview?
Yeah.
First of all, the budget process is of course, it falls under the purview of the county commission and the county clerk. The county clerk is the budget officer, and it's Lisa Smith, and she just does a really, really good job in managing and helping to manage that process. I also want to give a little shout out to the rest of the elected officials. I know we have a group that tries to make sure in their budget requests that the organization understands what they need to continue to provide service to the people of this county. And so they express those needs in budget requests, defining how much money it'll take to continue to provide those services without going overboard. So our budget negotiations in Audrain County aren't like they are in some other places or other levels of government. It's much more a discussion about how much do we need to allocate to this to get this service done. And this service, and I'll use air quotes around that, is usually a service that is being provided to the people of the county that we don't want to cut, that we want to maintain. So the big picture budget overview is this. There aren't a lot of changes in the numbers of total expenditures and those sorts of things. It's a balanced budget. It's a balanced budget. Services are not going to be cut, and no additional taxes are going to be proposed. So those are probably, if I'm listening, those are probably the three big things. Now, when you say balanced budget, the balanced budget for government purposes, or at least one definition of balanced budget is that your revenues and your reserves do not exceed your planned expenditures. And that's what I mean by balanced budget. We're required by law and good financial management practices to have so much in reserves. You know, we shoot for about 30%, and so that shows up in the budget, but you don't plan to spend it, and you don't want to spend it.
Absolutely. I was going to ask you, what is the total amount of this budget? Because a lot of people are like, okay, let's put a bow on it, and let's see, how much that is.
Sure. Well, unfortunately, Matt, I grabbed the wrong papers when I left the office last week, and so I'm going to do this from memory. So I'm going to use very round numbers. The total budget on the expenditure side is going to be about $33 million, okay, give or take, okay, low to mid 30s in terms of millions. General revenue is going to be between 9 and 10 million. Law is going to be about 5 million. Road and bridge will be about 3 million. Small structures will be about 2 million, and the balance are those required reserves, capital reserves, those sorts of things.
How does that compare to last year's budget, if you will? Is it over,
similar,
under, just about the same?
Very similar. Use tax is up, so that's good. Sales tax, I believe, is pretty flat. And those are the bigger revenue sources for the county. Of course, we do receive some property taxes, but as you know, and I'm sure your listeners are aware, most property taxes go to schools.
Sure.
That's how we fund schools, is by property taxes.
Has the marijuana sales tax made a big difference? We were doing a story on that last month, and I know it's split between the city of Mexico and Audrain County here. I think you've received one payment so far. Do you plan on that making a big difference, or you just can't really say because, how do you guys assess that?
Yeah, on a $30 million budget, so far we've received $10,000.
Okay.
So, no, it's not going to set the world on its ear. We are budgeting $100,000 this year for marijuana sales tax. We have no idea. When I was a city manager, I always told my group of elected officials that the only thing I can say with absolute accuracy about this budget is that it's inaccurate. It's inaccurate from the time we start. It's a guess. It's a guess.
Sure.
It's a good guess. It's often a very, very good guess. But nonetheless, it's an educated guess based on histories. We don't have any history with marijuana sales tax. So
it looks like they're doing pretty good over in that industry, and you may be bringing in some extra revenue with that. The one thing that we wanted to talk about is on the top of everybody's mind. Are the road conditions, and especially here in Audrain County. Can you kind of give us an update on that?
Sure. I would like to say, first of all, thank you for the patience of all the folks, all the residents of Audrain County. This particular winter event didn't produce the most snow, but it produced some of the snow that's most difficult to deal with. I'm very proud of what our road and bridge crews have done, but it only works best with the patience of the folks that are living in the area and waiting for their roads to be open. I can tell you that we spent a large part of the weekend, and by we, I don't mean me, I mean the good fellas that are actually doing the road work. Spent a large part of the weekend, mostly yesterday, getting stuff running, trying to keep it running. We're a farming community, so the farm community understands the difficulties in keeping machinery running at 10 below zero. It just doesn't like it. Things break. Over the weekend, personally, my truck broke down. I had a hydrant frozen that animals needed water from, and a heater in a house that I was fighting. And that's what I was thinking about on my way in. And then just north of Ladonia, as I was driving in this morning, the sun was starting to peek up, and while I'm thinking about all my problems, it's a new day. Yep. Lord's given us a new day, and as much as ugly as I think winter is, that was just a beautiful sunrise. So we've got problems. I mean, many of us are fighting things personally that have to do with the snow. The county, or I'm sorry, the extreme cold weather. The county is fighting things. I can't imagine every county's not fighting things, but our guys are out there. They're working. They're putting in the time. They're doing everything they can, and I really appreciate the work those guys are putting in. We'll get the roads open. It's just going to take some time.
Certainly. Well, Alan, there's good news because there's a heat wave on the way tomorrow. It's going to be like 32 degrees for a high.
That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
All right. I certainly appreciate you coming in, and thank you for taking some time out with us this morning.
All right. Thank you, Matt. We appreciate the opportunity to be here.